I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Christopher Greenwell, who's the Publishing Director of Mathematical Sciences at Elsevier. And Chris, can you tell us why attendees should visit your booth at the joint mathematics meetings?
Well, Mike, attendees should visit the booth, obviously, because they can see the usual mix of books and journals that Elsevier will take with them to JMM and have on display. But we also like to give information to people that visit us on our current policies on the Open Archives, for instance, on open access, on author rights. And these policies do continually change and have been continually updated. So understandably, there's a bit of confusion and we want to clarify that. It would also allow attendees to meet those at Elsevier who manage many of the journals that we will have on display and many of the journals that they're familiar with and that they publish in, and to put a face to the name of the people that work on those journals. Publishing is still a fairly personal business and we do enjoy meeting the communities that we work with. And I believe we're also sponsoring the relaxation zone again this year, so that's pretty much a reason to stop by in itself.
Good point, yes. What would you like attendees to know about Elsevier, Chris?
Well, I think Elsevier is changing, and I think publishing is changing faster now than at any time in its history. And it's of course, primarily down to the internet and to the availability of online publishing. However, amongst all the change that's going on, the ability to sustain journals is exceptionally important. Elsevier publishes about 25% of the global share of journals, and we get about 1 million submissions every year across all our journals. 1 million submissions in math would be an awful lot. There are about 12 million articles on Science Direct, and we add about 350,000 every year. So what's important amongst these numbers is that we ensure that those articles are always available, that people who want to read that research can always get access to that research. We actually have several mirrored sites around the world, and there are various repositories that also have these archives. It's a scientific record, so we have to make sure that it's always there and that it's sustainable. And we're also, just finally, we're trying to communicate more, and that includes listening to the community with the establishment of the Mathematics Council, for instance. And we're trying to be more open, and we're trying to communicate. So I think that's an important point.
Now, you've talked about a lot of things. Are there other things that Elsevier offers the mathematics community?
Well, Elsevier obviously is known for our journals and for the quality of our journals and the fact that we disseminate them globally, and that's an important thing to mention. And we continually strive to make our publications better so that in the current explosion of online information, our brands become something that people can trust to get information so that they can trust. I mentioned the Open Archives very briefly, and we opened up the archives on many of our key mathematics titles almost a year ago now. And there's a four-year embargo period on that, but they go all the way back to Volume 1, Number 1. In some journals, that's about 10,000 articles. Those are all available on Science Direct for free. We've had over 2 million downloads, I understand, since that initiative began about a year ago, of those open archives. We also do a lot in terms of sponsorship. We give a lot back to the community in terms of sponsorship of conferences. And sometimes we are the sole sponsor of some of these smaller conferences. We also collaborate with many societies. And we've recently established and sponsored several new awards across the mathematical sciences program. In 2013, we actively participated in the International Year of Statistics, and there were various initiatives there, including some free access to content and some prizes and some sponsorships. We try to innovate. We try to enrich our content. We allow authors to post video, to post audio. We have interactive plots coming. We also work on some of the cross-publisher initiatives, like the Styx fonts and the MathJack initiative, which is now live on Science Direct. And we've also enabled many of our journals to accept open access articles under a hybrid model in response to some of the recent government and funding body mandates, which kind of insist that people publish open access. So that really gives people an option. And I think we're kind of in a test and learn phase with regard to the open access fees, but we have tried to keep ours as low as possible whilst bearing the sustainability factor in mind.
Chris, is there anything you'd like to add?
Nothing at all, just to say that we look forward to seeing people at the JMM. Please do stop by. We are real people. We do enjoy meeting people. And thank you very much for your time, Mike.
That's right, Chris. Thank you for talking with us. That's Chris Greenwell, who's the Publishing Director of Mathematical Sciences at Elsevier. And he's talking about their booth. It'll be at the Joint Mathematics Meetings from the 15th through the 18th in Baltimore. Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you.